As people affected by the OSO slide begin putting their lives back together, they need to be on the lookout for scammers. U.S. Attorney for Western Washington Jenny Durkin says disaster fraud is a real possibility. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains.
U.S. Attorney Durkin says if you can learn anything from other disasters, it's that usually at this point, about a month in, criminal predators move in force.
Often they will tend to victimize the victims of the natural disasters. At other times, they will try to set up phony fundraising schemes to prey upon the sympathies of the community.
Durkin and other law enforcement officials are urging people to be cautious when giving money to victim funds. They say even a Facebook or Kickstarter link shared in good faith by a friend could end up being fraudulent. Or an email that claims to show pictures of the disaster could have a virus embedded in the attachment. Law enforcement officials are asking anyone who becomes aware of disaster fraud related to the OSO slide to call the National Disaster Fraud Hotline. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.